So we're going to go into the 15th bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. The bracha of Es Tzemach David. Es Tzemach David Avdecha Me'hiros HaTzmiach. Now literally what this means is the sprouting of your servant David, you shall speedily sprout. V'karnoi Torah v'Yeshuasecha. And you shall raise his horn, which means his pride, with your salvation, or through your salvation. Ki v'Yeshuascha kivinu kol hayom. For we hope for your salvation all of the day. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, atzmiach keren Yeshua, who sprouts forth the horn of salvation. Now, there are different interpretations of this bracha, and the most common interpretation is that Tzemach David is the offspring of David. We're asking that the offspring of David should flourish through the coming of Mashiach. There are those that bring that the Novi Zechariah says that Mashiach's name is actually Tzemach. It's one of the names brought for Mashiach. So we're asking as Tzemach David Avdecha Me'hiros HaTzmiach that Mashiach, whose name is Tzemach, should flourish. And that the salvation of his coming should happen speedily. So let's delve a bit deeper into this bracha. The Medrash says that B'shosha Avru Yisrael B'Yamsuf, when B'nai Yisrael passed through the Yamsuf, V'Amru Shira, and they said Shira, Amru HaMalachim, the angel said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Atzmiach Keren Yeshua. That's when the angel said this bracha, blessed are you Hashem, who sprouts forth the horn of salvation. And it is corresponding to this bracha that the angel said that the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah established this bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem Atzmiach Keren Yeshua. So we need to understand, what does this bracha of Matzmiach Keren Yeshua have anything to do with Kriyas Yamsuf or the Shira that B'nai Yisrael sang at the Yamsuf? And then we just need to understand, in general, this whole bracha, this sprouting we're talking about. Why are we comparing the coming of Mashiach to sprouting? And the term keren is used here, which literally means a horn. Atzmiach keren Yeshua, karnei Torah Yeshua secha, tzemach David. Why did Anshe Knesset HaGedolah establish a bracha that uses these specific terms of tzemach and keren? So I would like to suggest the following understanding of this bracha. There's a medrash in Parshas Beshalach. The medrash says, Misho shebora kadosh baruch hu es ha'olam ad she'amdu Yisrael al hayom, from the time that B'nai Yisrael, from the time that Hashem created the world until B'nai Yisrael stood by the Yamsuf, There was no one that said Shira to Hashem. From the time Hashem created the world until Bnei Yisrael sang Shira by the Yamsuf, no one sang Shira to Hashem. And the message goes on. Bara Adam Arishin, Hashem created Adam Arishin, V'layam Ashira, and he did not sing Shira. The message says Hashem saved Avraham Avinu from the four kings and from the fiery furnace. V'layam Ashira, he did not sing Shira. Hashem saved Yitzchak from the Macheles, from the knife of Avraham Avinu. V'layam Ashira, he didn't sing Shira. Hashem saved Yaakov from the people of Shechem. V'layam Ashira, he didn't sing Shira. Until Bnei Yisrael stood at the Yam Suf, and they sang Shira, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'elu Hayisi Metzapa. This is what I was waiting for. The Medrash is a Pella, Mamash a Pella. How is it possible to say about our Avos HaKadoshim that after Hashem performed such tremendous miracles for them that they didn't sing Shira? Were our Avos, Chas V'Shalom, ingrates? And the truth is, we know that Adam Arishon is the one that's saying Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. So how can the Medrash say that they didn't say that Adam didn't sing Shira? There's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Dav Yudam at Beis. The Gemara says, Bikshu Malachi Asharas Leim Ashira, that at Kriyas Yamsuf, the angels wanted to sing Shira. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Bayom, Ba'atam Emrim Shira. My handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you want to sing Shira? And all the Mepharshim asked the obvious question, if singing Shira is inappropriate when Hashem's handiwork is drowning in the sea, so why were Bnei Yisrael allowed to sing Shira? Why was it only the Malachim that were stopped? There's another Medrash, also in Parshas B'Shalach, Omar Moshe. Moshe said to Hashem, Ribbono Olamim, Master of the Worlds, V'meshach atasi lefanecha boi ani mekalsecha. With the same word that I have sinned before you, with that same word I will praise you. Be'oz chatasi lefanecha. I sinned to you with the word oz. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, May oz bosi al paroi. My Moshe came to Hashem and said, May oz bosi, from the time I came to paroi, this situation only got worse. So that was considered a sin to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he complained to Hashem. But oz ani mekalsecha, with the word oz, I'm going to praise you, as it says, oz yashir Moshe. And it seems from the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu is misaken. He is fixing the oz that he used to sin against Hashem. He's now fixing by using it to praise Hashem. But what does one oz have to do with the other? How does the oz yashir Moshe correct the May Oz Basi El Parai? So the Bina Le'itim explains the following. He says that when a person finds themselves in a time of trouble, person has a Torah, and the person or the people are miraculously saved from this Torah, in a manner that it's a public display of the Rebbeinu Shlomo's powers in such an instance. There are two ways, says the Benedictim, that one can praise Hashem. There are two ways that a person can sing Shira. A person can sing Shira as Hakaras HaTov. Rebbeinu Shleilim, you saved me. I'm singing to you because I owe you a debt of gratitude. Thank you for saving my life. That's one type of Shira. Then there's another type of Shira. That is a type of Shira that is selfless. It's a song that I am full of joy and simcha that the Rebbeinu Shlomo's name was sanctified. It's totally not about me. The first type of Shira is about me. I'm thanking Hashem for saving me. Or saving us. The second type of Shira is a selfless Shira. It's totally about the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Rebbeinu Shleilam, I am full of simcha that your name has been... that your name has been exalted. The Nafka Minna, the difference between these two types of Shira, says the Ben Eliyatim, is that in the first case, where it's, I'm thanking Hashem for saving me, well, in this case, it would have been better, Hashem, had you not brought the Torah in the first place. Don't put me into the Torah in the first place, and don't save me. The second case, though, where I'm thanking Hashem for, where I'm praising Hashem, and I'm singing to Hashem because His name was exalted, that wouldn't have been possible if not for the Torah. So I'm not only thanking Hashem for the Yeshua, I am thanking Hashem for the Torah too. I'm thanking Hashem for putting me into that trouble in the first place, because if not for that, His name wouldn't have been exalted. His name wouldn't have been niskadish. His name wouldn't have been sanctified if not for the Torah. And this is how he explains the Medrash, that when Moshe Rabbeinu first came to Hashem and said, "Me'oz basi al Paroi," from the time I came to Paroi, things have only gotten worse. Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining about the bad times. You know, Rebbeinu Shleilam, don't put Klal Yisrael to a tzara. But when Klal Yisrael sang Shira, they didn't sing Shira, then Hashem saved them. That's not why they sang Shira. Had they sung Shira that Hashem saved them, then it would not have fixed the Me'oz Basi Al Paroi. Me'oz Basi Al Paroi would have still been a complaint, and Ozzy Osha Moshe would have been, "Thank you for saving me. I wish you wouldn't have put me into this situation in the first place." Right? But now that you did, thank you for saving me. That's not the Shira that Klal Yisrael sang. They said, "Ashira Hashem." Why? Ki goi go. Because Hashem's name was greatened. Because Hashem's name was exalted. That the entire world saw at Kriyas Yamsuf. That was the Shira. It had nothing to do with saving us. And since that's the case, we needed Shibud Mitzrayim. If not for Shibud Mitzrayim, there wouldn't have been a Kriyas Yamsuf. So they weren't only singing Shira for Kriyas Yamsuf. They were singing Shira for Shibud Mitzrayim. For putting them through the servitude in order to bring about such a Kiddush Hashem. So yes, the Oz Yosher Moshe fixed the Me'oz Mosi El Paro. And that's why Moshe said, Ribbono, I love him. With the same word that I sinned, I'm going to exalt you. Dafke, exalt you, not thank you. Exalt you. Because exalting the Ribbono Shel with that word fixes the Me'oz Mosi El Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu acknowledged that we needed the Me'oz Mosi El Paro. It's a Moridik Avoida. It's a tremendous Avoida for a person that had gone through a Tzara and was now had a miraculous salvation. Somebody never went through a Machla, let's say, and the doctors gave up hope. And miraculously, Rabbi Shalom helped. The entire world knows that this was mamash a miracle. It's Kaddish Shmoy Ba'olam. Right? The person can sing Shira in two ways. Rabbi Shalom, thank you for saving me, which would indicate, but next time, please, you know, no thank you. Or it could be, Rabbi Shalom, thank you for making me the vehicle to sanctify your name. A total selfless shira. So the angels, the malachim, during, at Kriyas Yamsuf, why did the malachim want to sing Shira? The malachim wanted to sing Shira that Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shalom said, what, you sing Shira that I saved Klal Yisrael, but my other Masa Yadayim are drowning. But Klal Yisrael wasn't singing Shira that Hashem saved them. Klal Yisrael was singing Shira that Hashem ki go I go. There's no Taina Masa Yadayim Bayam. It's not a taina. We're not singing about Hashem, you saved us. We're singing Shira that your name was exalted in the world. Niskadish Shmoy Ba'olam. You can't taina Masiyot HaTovim Bayam. If you're singing Shira that Hashem saved Klal Yisrael, okay, then you have a taina. Why are you singing that I saved them? Those are the other ones are drowning. And that's why the Malachim were silenced. Because they wanted to sing Shira that Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. But the Amid Yisrael, Shira Hashem ki goy go, you can't argue on that one. And that's what the Medrash is saying. Of course, all the Medrashim sang Shira and thanked Hashem for creating him. And thanked Hashem for forgiving him, Mizmor Shir L'Yama Shabbos. And Avram sang Shira, of course Avram sang Shira to thank Hashem for saving him from Ur Kazdim and from the Dalad Malachim. And Yitzchak thanked Hashem for saving him from the Machelas. And Yaakov thanked Hashem for saving him. But no one sang Shira LaHakadosh Baruch Hu. No one sang Shira that Nizgadlo Shira LaHashem Ki Goy Go. No such Shira was ever said. Miyoyim Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zaylam. No one sang Shira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone was saying Shira for themselves. And the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Elu Ha'isi Metzapa. This was what I was waiting for. For someone to sing a selfless Shira. It's a totally different Shira. The Shira of thank you is a Shira of gratitude.
The Shira of saying thank you, how is the Shira of saying thank you different? You just using the word thank you. I'm asking, what's the definition of the word Shira?
I'm not sure what the question is.
Okay, maybe I'll ask this.
So I'd like to suggest, according to this entire introduction, that the terms keren and tzemach, we know that the word keren, besides meaning a horn, can also mean principle. Right? There's keren and ribis. I mean, the principal and interest. The principal is called keren. The ikar is the keren. The primary is called the keren. Tzemach is what sprouts from the keren. The prophets. The fringe benefits. Right? That's the tzemach that sprouts forward from the keren. David HaMelech says numerous times in Tehillim that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is keren. Pasuk says, for example, in Kapitel Yudches, David HaMelech says, Hashem salium tzudosi v'keren yishi. Hashem is the horn of my salvation. Keren yishi. Meaning the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not the horn. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is the principle of my salvation. He is the ikar of my salvation. I'm not the ikar. I'm not thanking the Rebbeinu Shlomo for saving me. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is keren yishi. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is the ikar here. Nisgadol shmoi v'olam. Every time, says David, that I sing Shira, it's about the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The fact that I was saved as a result, that's the tzemach. That's the fringe benefits. But the ikar is keren, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is keren yishi. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is the principle of my salvation. So now the whole bracha takes on a different meaning. We ask Rabbeinu Shalom, Es tzemach David avdecha, mehiros hatzmiach. Rabbeinu Shalom, sprout forward the sprouting of David avdecha. Meaning that the fringe benefits of your Yeshua should come. The fringe benefits would be the salvation of Klal Yisrael. V'karnoi David's Karen, what was Karen to David, which is the Rebbeinu Shalom's Yeshua, V'karnoi Torum, David HaMelech's Karen is what you should raise. What is that? Yeshua Secha, your Yeshua, not Yeshua Seinu, not our salvation. That's not what we're talking about. Yeshua Secha, the Rebbeinu Shalom's salvation. Our hope all day is not about our salvation. It's not about us, Rabbeinu Shlomo. Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom. It's your salvation. We want your name that is desecrated in the world. We want your name to have a salvation. Baruch Ata Hashem, Matzmiach, Keren Yeshua. That the Rebbeinu Shloilam sprouts forth the fringe benefits of the Keren Yeshua, of the principle of the Yeshua, which is Yeshua Secha. And now we understand what the Medrash, that Bishosh Avru Yisrael B'Yamsuf Amru Shira, when Klal Yisrael went through the Yamsuf and they sang Shira. What kind of Shira did they sing? A Shira L'Hashem Ki Goy Go. Not a Shira, thank you Hashem for saving us, but a Shira of that the Rebbeinu Shlomo saying was in Skadish. Amru HaMalachim said the Malachim Baruch Ato Hashem Atzmiach Keren Yeshua. Mamish, fits like a glove. That's when the Malachim said, this bracha of Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. That the Keren Yeshua was Ashiro Hashem Ki Goy Go. The Matzmiach Keren Yeshua was the fact that Klal Yisrael was saved. And they said this bracha specifically because they were silenced when they wanted to sing Shira. They were silenced when they wanted to sing Shira, that Klal Yisrael was saved, they were silenced. Because their Karen was the wrong Yeshua. Their Karen was, they were talking about Klal Yisrael Yeshua. But our Karen needs to be the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Karen Yeshi. The Rebbeinu Shlom is the principle of my salvation. If we have time, I'll come back to another pshat in that medrash. There's a Gemara, Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. That's where the Gemara goes through all the brachas of Shemen Esrei, and the Gemara explains the order, the specific order. So the Gemara explains why Estemach David comes right after Bainei Yerushalayim. And the Lashon of the Gemara is, V'kimat Shenivnes Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim is rebuilt, Bo David. That is when Mashiach will come. Shenemar Achar Yeshuva, the pasuk Achar Yeshuva Bnei Yisrael Uvikshu Es Hashem Alekeyem as David Malka. After Bnei Yisrael return and beseech Hashem their God and David their king. They're very difficult. Gemara, very difficult pasuk. We know that Mashiach is going to come first. And then we're going to go back to Yerushalayim. We have to go back to Yerushalayim in order for Mashiach to come? How do we know when that's going to happen? How do we know to go back to Yerushalayim in order for Mashiach to come? The Gemara says that Kivan Shivnin is that once Yerushalayim is rebuilt, that's when David will come. Huh? That can't be. Very good. Yes, very good. I'm going to go along similar. There's a Chassam Sofer on the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Tefillah Rosh Hashanah, we say like this, Be'ein Me'le Tziyoy Sher Mul Magid Pesha. We say to Hashem, if there is no defender against the prosecutor, Be'ein Me'le Tziyoy Sher Mul Magid Pesha, Tagid Le Yaakov Dvar Choyko Mishpat. Tell Yaakov about the decree and the law. V'tzadkenu v'mishpat ha-melech ha-mishpat. And justify us in with justice, the king of justice. Now, one word doesn't stick to the other. What does it mean? If there is no defender against the prosecutor, so tell Yaakov about the law, the decree and the law, what are we talking about? So it says some cipher. Very important rule about Shemitah's Torah and Mitzvahs. We know that there are chukim and there are mishpatim. Right? There are decrees, chukim, which are mitzvahs that have no logical explanation. Shatnez, basa b'chalav, you know, all the different, many, many chukim that we have. They have no logical explanation. And then there are mishpatim. Mishpatim are the laws of the Torah that are understood, self-understood. Don't murder, don't steal, don't commit adultery, so on. And really, chukim and mishpatim really almost divide into ben adam l'amakim, ben adam l'chaveira. Ben adam, the mitzvahs ben adam l'amakim are chukim. Mitzvahs that are between us and Hashem are usually chukim, and the mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveira are mishpatim. Right? Those are things that everybody understands. A yid, says the Chassam Sofer, is not to observe a mishpat because we understand it. That's not why we are to observe the mishpatim. The reason why we observe the mishpatim is because the same way we observe the chukim. Because Hashem said so. That's why we observe the mishpatim. I don't steal, not because I understand that I'm not supposed to steal. I don't steal because Hashem said don't steal. That's how a Yid observes mishpatim. We don't observe mishpatim because our logic understands, because what will happen when we don't understand? Right? That's, a Yid observes all mitzvahs equally. And the reason we observe them, because Hashem said so. So chukim need to be observed, and mishpatim need to be observed, just like chukim. Says some stuff, it works the other way too. Chukim need to be observed like mishpatim. How? He says, because mishpatim, since we do understand them, we take them very seriously. Right? We don't murder, and we don't steal, because we understand. You're not supposed to murder, and you're not supposed to steal. Chukim need to be as severe to us as mishpatim. Chassam Sofer says, wearing shatnez should be as severe as murder. Because we observe chukim and mishpatim equally. Says Chassam Sofer, the majority of davening in the world is done without a tam. It has no taste. It's done without kavanah. Most people daven without kavanah. Or at least the majority of people's davening is without kavanah. So it comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam, all these tefillahs come to the Ribbono Shel Olam without a tam. It's just words without explanation. So the prosecutor says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're going to accept this? These are the tefillahs you're going to accept. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam to the prosecutor, they observe my chukim as if they're mishpatim. They observe my mitzvahs without a tam, as if they have a tam. They take my chukim as serious as if they were being mishpatim. Since they observe my chukim like their mishpatim, I have to take their chukim also, it's mishpatim. I have to take their tefillahs that don't have a tam as if they do have a tam. So that says, that's the Chassam Sofer says. Chassam Sofer says that's pshat in the tefillah. Ve'ein melech tzayishim u'magid pesha. If there is no defender against the prosecutor, prosecutor Tanya is he can't accept these tefillahs. Tagid le'yakov, go tell Klal Yisrael dvar chayko mishpat. That they need to observe chukim and mishpatim equally. And then mitzatkenu b'mishpatam elecha mishpat, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will be able to justify us with mishpat. Now, a few shiurim ago, I explained that Yerushalayim is called Yerushalayim because Shem ben Noach named it Sholem. And Avraham Avinu named it Yira, and Hashem combined the two, Yira and Sholem. And we explain that Yira represents Ben Adam Lamakon, right, which is the Chukim. Sholem represents Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, Sholem, right, is Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, which is the Mishpatim. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to show us that Chukim and Mishpatim are equal. They're one of the same. Yerushalayim, it's all one word. Yerushalayim. Ben Adam Lamokim, Ben Adam Chaveroi, Chukim and Mishpatim, Chukim and Mishpatim, Mishpatim are Chukim, it's all the same. If we want our tefillahs that there should be a Gula Shalema, that Mashiach Ben David should come, we have to return to Yerushalayim. We have to return to Yerushalayim first. We have to have the Yerushalayim, the Yira and the Sholem together. We have to have the Chukim and Mishpatim. We have to observe Chukim as if they're Mishpatim. We have to observe Mishpatim as if they're Chukim. And then all the tefillahs that we say so many times without even thinking what we're saying, the Rebbeinu Shalom will accept them because our chukim become his mishpatim. So that's why the Gemara said, that's why Tzemach David Avdecha follows Vidri Shalai Mircha. Why, says the Gemara? Because when the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Acha Yeshuvu B'nei Yisrael, after B'nei Yisrael return, B'nei Yisrael means they come together as one, and they also beseech the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is Ben Adam Malkam, Bez David Malkam, and then Mashiach comes. And now we can understand actually the connection between these three brachas. It should be Yira and Shalom together. And then that will bring about the Tzemach David. Why? Because Shema Kaleinu Hashem Aleikenu. Because now the Rebbeinu Shleilu will be Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei HaTfilah. The Rebbeinu Shleilu will listen to our tefillahs, even though they're tefillahs that said without any time. Because since with Yerushalayim Ircha, since we have the Yira and the Shalom together, the Rebbeinu Shleilu accepts those tefillahs as well. Perhaps this is the pasuk in Parshas, the end of Parshas B'Shalach. It says, "Ki yod al kes ka melchom al Hashem v'amalek." That it says the hand covers the yud kei melchom al Hashem v'amalek medar dar. The 14th brach of Shemoneh Esrei is with Yerushalayim Ircha. The 15th brach of Shemoneh Esrei is as Tzemach David. As long as there isn't the Leader Shalayim, as long as there isn't the Yira and the Shalayim, there can't be a Tzemach David Avdecha. Right? If there isn't, we don't have the Chukim or Mishpatim, Mishpatim or Chukim, then we can't be Zoicha to the Tzemach David Avdecha. So the 14th Bracha is the one that is stopping, the one that is covering over the 15th Bracha. Yud Yad is 14, and Yud K is 15. Ki Yod al Kes Ka. The Yud Dal is covering the Yud K. V'cham al Hashem ba'amalek v'dor ador. Amalek is the powers of evil that don't allow us to observe the mitzvahs the way we should. And V'cham al Hashem ba'amalek is that we should have the Yerushalayim Ircha, the Yira and the Shalom together as one, so that we should be Zeich Bekarev Tzemach David Avdecha Meheiros Atzmiach B'Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Meheiros Yameinu Amen.